Students and staff at the Bristol Bay Borough School have weathered a rough year. The district planned for a renovation of the school building to finish months ago. The project derailed this summer when construction crews discovered asbestos in the building. Here's Superintendent Bill Hill.
And that kind of delayed our project on the interior. We moved to the exterior of the school and found a significant amount of dry rot, and that delayed the exterior renovation as well. Basically derailed the project by probably 3 months is an estimate.
All the while, students and staff dealt with restrictions to in-person learning due to COVID-19. The construction limited the ability to safely instruct students at the school while observing safety protocols. Principal Shannon Harvilla said students have attended school remotely and teachers have brought in small groups for in-person instruction.
We've only had access to our cafeteria, so it's really been, you know, half of a class at a time.
The district had hoped to bring kids back to the school building after the holidays. Again, Superintendent Hill.
However, the delays did not stop, and we were not provided with a firm date on when we could return to the building. Long story short, we decided to explore some other options.
Community organizations offered their facilities as temporary classrooms. Organized by grade level, students attend class at the Silver Bay Seafoods Fleet Office and Bunkhouse, the Naknek Community Bible Chapel, and the offices of the Pogvik Native Corporation. Hill says the need for classroom space prompted an outpouring of support.
All of our communities in the borough offered up facilities for a school to happen, and these ones were just kind of located closer to the school where we could expedite lunch program and delivery and transportation of students.
The pandemic has forced schools around the country to rethink their approach to learning and shift to remote classes. Many of those models rely on the internet. But in rural Alaska, internet is limited and expensive. Hill says delivering instruction online is a challenge.
Anybody who lives in Bush, Alaska knows that the cost of internet services is so extremely high, and then the stability of those services is sometimes questionable. That's been a huge issue for us.
Hill says the school staff stepped up to the challenge. They drove the 15-mile stretch of road from Naknek to King Salmon to deliver meals and homebound instruction packets.
Our staff has really stepped up, and they've been very flexible. And, you know, we've had students in and out of school. We've been delivering meals since last March. We've provided every family with stipends for internet.
Those stipends cost the district a total of approximately $100,000 for this school year. The borough's online learning system experienced glitches and delays throughout the year, so Principal Harvilla says it's a big relief for teachers to be back in the class.
The isolation, the teachers feel like working from home, not being connected to colleagues, and then just the delays in being able to get materials out here due to changes at the post office, things like that have just, you know, been difficult to overcome.
The borough's students spend 4 days a week in their makeshift classrooms through mid-March. 1 day a week is reserved for those learning from home to have in-person classes and for teachers to work on homebound lesson plans. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.